about the next three pieces. Planning these recitals is always a challenge, partially because I travel a lot for work, and I don't get a lot of time to actually practice the piano. So I have to figure out what can I play in a given year that is something old. I always try to learn something new as well. And the two pieces that I knew that I was going to play this year were the Poulenc that we already heard, and the Ravel Sonatine, which we'll hear last. And then in between those two pieces, I was looking for something that would go really well. Well, Deb and I were taking a vacation in New Zealand, and we met some really nice people down there. If you've ever had a chance to go there, I'm sure you have too. And we found out just how nice they are. We sat down to dinner next to a couple. The wife is a piano teacher and a performer. And we got to talking, and I told her my dilemma. I said, I've got these two pieces. What else can possibly go with that? And she said, Scarlatti. And immediately I knew, okay, that's going to go really well. The problem is, Scarlatti wrote 555 sonatas. Which ones? And so she said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to help you. I'm going to listen to all my Scarlatti sonatas, and I'm going to pick three for you to play. I said, thank you very much. For a complete stranger, that's pretty good. So one day goes by, 2 days goes by, 3 days go by, I don't hear from her, and I thought, okay, that was too much to promise. On the fourth day, I get an email. She says, these are the three that you're going to play. So I immediately wrote her back. I said, I have no idea what these are. I don't know if they're difficult or easy. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I promise I'm going to play them. So here they are. Three sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti. Now, don't be frightened by the word sonata. If you're familiar with a Beethoven sonata, you know, these things can go on for half an hour if you don't watch out. So Scarlatti was very nice. His Scarlattas are one movement, very short, very, very, very sweet. In fact, a friend of mine describes Scarlatti sonatas as musical espresso. There's a lot of energy in there. So three sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti. The first one is in E major. The second one he actually calls fugue, but there's nothing fugal about it. It's a sonata. It's in B minor, and the last one is in G major. So three sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti.
Thank you, Angie Cook.